All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Monday, the new ASAP call for the Inner Circle students. My name is Turk Akbay, and this is for Larry Goins Inner Circle students only. By someone. First and third Monday. They used to be at 9 p.m. We moved it to 12 noon now. And then, of course, you will have access to recordings of the past ones. You can request the access from Larry Goins' office. Larry hired me to help you assist you guys on the personal development as investors. After all,
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Welcome. So the purpose of these calls is actually work with you guys on the personal development side of the investments or investors to make, of course, to help you take the necessary actions and kind of develop your personal skills. We cover the how these personal development things work as an investor, but if you have specific real estate related questions, of course, you want to point those to Larry and his other teachers. He hired me to help you with the personal side of things. And like I said, these are twice a month calls. And I think this is our eighth or ninth one. And you will have access to the former calls. The purpose of this call, what we're doing is this month, we're covering, based on the feedback that we received in the past, we're going to cover habits, how to develop the good habits, how to end the bad habits, and things like that. There is a part of accountability on this. We call them ASAP calls. That's Advanced Success Accountability Partnership. So we want you guys to actually take action and be accountable for things that you're trying to reach, the goals that you're trying to reach. So any of you have any burning desire questions or anything that you want to share, anything that successfully happened since the last call, let's go ahead and get those. Anybody has any? No one wants to share anything? Cool. All right. If that's okay, I'm going to mute you for a little bit, and then I'll unmute you. But if you have a question, you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. Perfect. So you're muted now. Again, my name is Turk Akbay. I'm the inventor of subliminal coaching. My specialty is brain and personal development and the things. So we're gonna talk about habits on this one. We do what habits are. Let's start with what are habits. Anything that you do habitually, meaning that your brain does it automatically, is habit. And when you think about it, if you're driving your car and you're on the phone, or sometimes you're going from point A to point B, and you're like, "Holy crap, I covered this much time that I haven't even thought about it." That's a habit. In fact, the way that you put on your pants is you usually do it habitually. You don't really think about put the right leg in, put the left leg in, zip up. So you're not doing any thinking. And habits are brain's way of operating or making our lives a little bit easier. Average person, just an average person, thinks you, that's you included on that, 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day. So that's about, 48 thoughts per minute. Even when you're listening to what I'm saying, your brain is thinking thoughts. It is true that you're likely and hopefully you're focusing on what I'm saying, but your brain is thinking these thoughts. If you're kind of looking at out the window, you're recognizing things. So this would be simply too overwhelming if you were to think about every thought in your brain consciously. So what your brain does is being able to automate some of these things to make your life easier. And that's essentially all the things that we do. And ironically enough, out of this 50 to 70,000 thoughts that we think per day, about 98% of them are the same. Can you believe it? So you essentially, and when I say you, we all as humans, we're all thinking the same thoughts all the time. Your reactions are the same. When you see your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, kids, or whatever, your brain immediately starts going into thinking those things. When you're on the radio, you're probably thinking the same thoughts. So what usually happens is our habits really kind of make us go to where we're going. But when we kind of don't build the habits that we want, and then it's really hard to break in, because it's just there's a momentum that goes with it. So momentum and habit are the same thing. So when you think about momentum, what is momentum? It's something that's keep going or picking up speed or picking up intensity. So what we want to do is first is we want to kind of think about what are your habitual thoughts and what are the, because thoughts lead into actions. So if you have a habitual thought of saying, finding deals are hard, or I don't like making phone calls, or I think this paperwork sucks, and this is really hard, I don't know what I'm doing. If this is a thought that you start thinking, what happens is eventually after day 5, day 6, day 7, or whatever, and then you don't have to think those thoughts anymore, they just become habits. So your brain goes to those thoughts and starts thinking them. And then, of course, then they become self-fulfilling prophecies. So put it this way, just like think of it like this thought process. If you're going to a meeting, your next meeting that you're going to, if you start thinking that's going to suck and it's going to waste of time, it's really annoying, you don't want to be there. If you just start thinking about those things in that term, in that vibration or in that mindset, you know that meeting cannot be a successful one, because your expectations yield whatever you're expecting. Your brain is going to go into the work and actually give you the proofs of the things that you're trying to do. So what we want to do is, as investors, there are a lot of things that you have to do. If you're new to the game, if you're just kind of coming up, it's normal for you to be overwhelmed. It's normal for you to be kind of, tired or scared or not want to do it. It's normal for us to procrastinate, because there's a momentum of other things, other priorities, other beliefs and all these things and the programming of the other people. If all your friends are thinking that, oh, what you're doing really sucks, or, oh, it's really hard, and you're agreeing with them, you're essentially letting your brain think that and accept that reality for you. And if you can't change that personally, that cannot change. It's just not physically, psychologically, mentally not possible. So as investors, being an investor means that you look at things where most of the people don't see things the way that you do. So the fact that you are playing the game of real estate investing, what many people are afraid of a deal, you want to be able to look at it and say, yes, I can make money off this, and I can do it this way and that way. So essentially, what we do as investors is pretty crazy for the people who are not investors. I remember when we were looking for some deals, one of my friends, Scott, used to say, oh, I hope I can find a dead body, because there's a lot of profit in that, right? So most of the people, if they don't think like that. So we're surrounded with people who don't think the way that we do. So therefore, we as investors have to create habits that serve us. Now, you have a lot of habits, and I'm telling you, some of them are kind of habits that other people impose upon you, you didn't know it. And some of them that you picked up because it's just kind of you are surrounded with the people and you wanted to fit in. And some stuff serves you, other stuff don't serve you. But when you think about it, all habit is you're a brain or you're a thought that you keep thinking. That's also the definition of reality. A thought that you keep thinking, then it becomes a habit, and then it manifests itself on the actions. So what I propose or what I suggest is let's talk about the habitual beliefs that you have. So if you're not driving right now, kind of write down some of the beliefs that you have, not the thing that you think that I'd like to hear, but the beliefs that you have about real estate investing, about the things that's on your way, about the actions or the things that you want to do but you can't seem to do it. So write down a few of those, and I'll give you a few seconds, and I won't try not to add more information to it. But just, you know, jot them down, 2 or 3 beliefs that you have about yourself and or 2 or 3 beliefs that you have about real estate investing as a whole. So find out what is in your way. When we think about the things that are our belief system, there is a process called pivoting. What pivoting does, and this is how we change our habitual thought process, where you enter a new thought into the river of this momentum of your 70,000 words or thoughts that's coming into your mind. So, for example, it took me a long time for me to work out, right? I wanted to work out, but I didn't work out. I wanted to work out, but I wasn't, because playing video games was easier, taking sleep was easier, or, you know, not working out is definitely easier than to work out. And I had a belief system around it. It's like, oh, working out is hard. It's like, I don't want to be sore. I don't want to really go through this motion. It's really awkward. There are lots of people who are stronger than me. Right, these are all momentum building around in my brain. None of it is reality, but because I'm thinking it, it's like a magnet. It's bringing new thoughts and new belief systems, and it's attaching. And for a long, long time, I didn't work out. In fact, after the military, and I was a firefighter when I was in the Air Force, we worked out all the time. It wasn't even a thought. It wasn't working out. It was just something that we did. Get up in the morning, worked out. Get up in the morning, worked out. It was a habit. And then when I get out of the military, you know, whatever happened, life happened, and I didn't work out. And then it became the habit of not working out. So once I recognize a habit, i.e. a belief system that feeds that habit, then I started thinking, okay, but what is it, the belief that I want instead? So once I discovered a belief, a habit that doesn't serve me anymore. It's one thing that to complain about it, which doesn't help. It's another thing to pivot, to figure out what is the new habit, what is the new belief I want instead. So I couldn't right away go and say, you know what, I'm working out, it's fine, because I didn't feel that there was so much momentum before that. And so I was like, okay, I mean, I could give a lip service about anything, right? So if you don't feel making a phone call is easy, and if you've been telling yourself for years, you know, it's really a pain in the ass, or I'm afraid, I don't want to make the phone call, blah, 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 blah. You can just try to fake yourself saying, no, making phone calls is easy. But it won't happen like that, because it will not become, there's not enough juice in it. So there has to be some sort of an action. So then I said, okay, well, what can I do to actually start kind of changing this belief system? So I hired a guy to work out with and paying $25 a session. So now I show up, not because it's fun, but because I paid $25. Because I like my $25, I wanted to get in a habit of actually going to the gym, right? So I just show up. Even if I didn't do anything, I wanted to build a habit of just going there. So when we're shifting a habit, you have to start slow. You have to give yourself some wins along the way. So I went to my workout partner. I said, listen, dude, the only thing that I want you to work on for me, don't try to get me big. Don't try to bulk me up. But I want you to make this fun for me. So I'm looking forward to coming to work out. So it was easy, you know, kind of doing this and doing that, a few exercises that was fun for me. So what has happened, now what I'm building is like a counterbalance to the other belief system, because the momentum is going against me because of my habitual thought processes. So then we kind of start chipping away. So I started thinking, well, it's not so bad. Actually, I'm kind of enjoying this. I go, ooh, I'm kind of enjoying this. This is really good. And then I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm actually kind of liking the way that I look. I do feel I'm really, I like being a little bit stronger. This is kind of nice. And, you know, when the summer comes, I'm going to be able to take my shirt off. That's not so bad. I'm kind of enjoying it. And so what happens is that leads into, first creates a counterbalance. And that's where the word pivot comes from, shifting it, pivoting to the other direction. Then I started changing my belief system. So by now, when I say, you know what, working out is not so bad, I actually do mean it. And there's some physiological thought process that, well, in my physiology, I actually feel that too. So it's no longer lip service. It's actually a shift on the belief. Now, when you are shifting or when you're changing your belief system, when you're working on changing your habits to good, anytime that you have a success, you have to celebrate. You have to recognize you yourself changing that habit. Because one of the most important things that you want to get into to be a successful human being, you want to create good habits for yourself. And that's a muscle memory. So once you create one habit, then it's easier to create another habit. And then it's the third one is even easier, and the fourth one is easier. And then before you know it, you actually start believing and you have some proof that you can just create any habit that you want, and it is very easy because you've done it a few times. So as this relates to the real estate investing, there are a few things that all real estate investors have to be good at. You have to be good at numbers. You have to be good at evaluating things. You have to be good at seeing value. You have to be good at being uncomfortable. You have to maintain your composure. You have to be good at negotiating. You have to be good at finding deals. And finding deals itself is like a 50-step project. And so each of those things that you and I and every one of us have some beliefs around. And just like I asked you earlier, those of you who've been in this call a few times in the past, I'm a big proponent of writing things down. What I suggest, we're going to have another call in 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from now, the 19th of March. Between now and the 19th of March call, write down on your notebook or something that throughout the day, the thoughts that you're thinking. I am particularly interested in the belief system that limits you. So self-limiting beliefs that you have, when a thought like that pops into your head, just write it down. And we'll change those or we'll pivot those and we'll do some one-on-ones with you on the next call. We'll do some of that now too. But so if you start writing these down, it's like, okay, I find calling people stressful, or why should they listen to me, or whatever. It's like these are all things that we hear regularly. Or I don't have time. I'm just too stressed. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. So these may be realities, but you want to change that habitual thinking of those things. And then what we want to do is, once you recognize them, first thing that I'd like you to do is, you know, then ask this question: is this real or is this really happening? So this will help you challenge or discover if this is a habit that serves you or a habit that does not serve you. So here's the homework assignment, if it is such thing. I don't like in homework, but what I'd like you to do. Throughout your day, when you come across a self-limiting belief, write it down on a piece of paper. Don't throw the paper away. So have an ongoing list of these things. And don't judge. Don't beat up on yourself. Don't go, here I go, I'm a loser again. Actually, just say, hey, okay, I don't like this. And the best way to know if a thought serves you or not is how you feel. If you feel like shit, that's not a belief that serves you. If you feel really good about a thought, that's a belief, and that's a thought that serves you. We're all humans. We're all built with an emotional scale, internal guiding, like a gas tank. If you're thinking the thoughts that's in line with your belief system, that thought always feels good. And if you're violating what you believe to be real for you, and that feels bad in your body, you can feel it. So a good yardstick for me is if I feel like crap, I go, ooh, there's something here that I am actually kind of not in alignment with who I am. And write it down, and then we'll go from there. So I'm going to – do any of you have – is this resonating with you, or do you have anything that we can actually do some one-on-ones now? Because that's usually quite helpful for other people as well. Let me unmute you for a second. Give me 1 second. So you're unmuted now. You can hear the noise level have changed a little bit. Let's pick one person. Do we have any volunteers who want to kind of say, hey, let's talk about this? I need one volunteer.
I have one thought. And
cool.
This is Norm Turgeon.
Hey, Norm.
Out in California. My first time. But recently I came to one of these belief system changes. And because I had done a couple of them, this is real estate stuff, many years ago, I realized that I was overcoming a lot of those negative beliefs that I had about that, why you can't do them. And now in the past week or so, all I've been doing is building just what you're saying, building these positive things to counterbalance those things. And I find in just a week's time, I'm actually winning the battle towards accomplishing it, where I was having trouble, you know, getting the right property to buy. I haven't bought anything based on it, but, you know, my mindset is working right, and I just know it's going to work.
That's perfect, Norm. And one thing that I noticed, what you were saying, and let's kind of – and, you know, I like big, fast movements for my clients when I'm working with them. And so you're one of them. One thing that I heard you say here, let's play with this, and I think this will be helpful for others on the call, winning the battle, right?
Yeah.
So that was the verbiage that you used. So that tells us that, you know, you're like, you want to be a tough guy and win the battle. So that's a belief system, right? And when you're in a battle, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But everybody's always got to beat, you know, everybody takes a little bit beating in a battlefield.
Right.
So if you were to change the real estate game from a battle into actually like, I'm going to bank to make a ton of money and this is just going to come to me like so easily. Think of it like maybe a farm rather than a battle.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So the phone calls that you're making, you're like, hey, I'm putting more seeds on the ground. And when you put on the seeds on the ground, when you're a farmer, it comes up. Yes, there's an incubation. There's a part of the seed to become a corn and all that, right?
But right.
It's not a battle. It's just like you're letting the things work your way, your things that's just kind of unfolding.
Right.
So that cuts down on the even more stress in your life. And what you're doing is perfect. The way that you're describing it, you're able to, what I heard you say is like, okay, I had some belief system that wasn't there, but I'm pivoting. I'm saying, hey, I'm going to change the belief, and I'm actually seeing the results of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's very good. So I want you to work, I want you to work on it, but I think, like, fine-tune that a little bit and watch how beautiful your garden becomes.
Thank you.
Of course, yeah. That was very good. Thanks. And I'm happy that this is your first call.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Angel Ramirez.
Did you say your name is Angel?
Yeah, it's Angel.
Hey, Angel. How's it going?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Great, great. What's going on? Tell me.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks back, I was actually, well, last week, I was back in Las Vegas for this conference for Grant Cardone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in my hotel room the next morning. I was half asleep and half awake. And I actually, it's like you say, you know, you have to catch those thoughts. And it's like the first time I actually caught a thought. And it's the same thought every morning, like, should I wake up or should I not wake up? Like, a lazy thought, being lazy. So I mm-hmm. caught it, and I realized something really important, which was that we have this automated system. Like, we don't even have to think it. It just, like, happens because we've been doing it so long, but it's a bad habit. So I caught that habit, and every morning now, I try to switch my mood to, like, a happy mood and actually think of things to, like, actually have a reason to, like, wake up instead of just rolling around. So
yeah.
I think that was a big change in my life that I caught that habit and I felt it, you know. Like, one thing is just catching a habit, and another thing is feeling it, like, actually have feeling to it. So that changed my life for a good – it changed a big part of my life since that day.
Yeah, that's very good feedback. So think of it this way, right? There's a thought comes in first. So you are where you are or whatever. And when there's a thought pops into your head, there's a matching feeling to it, emotion to it. So if it's a good thought that's in alignment, the emotion is good. If it's not in alignment, if you're disconnected, now the emotion that you feel in your physical body is not good. It's less than happy. Okay? That's the best way to gauge that. But one thing that I learned over the years is when we sleep at night, when you go to bed, your conscious brain stops and your subconscious mind works. Does that make sense? Because you're not thinking when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So if, and I'm like this, I get up in the morning, I mean, that's how I know I'm up, because my brain starts working. It's like, it's like a machine gun. It's just like one thought. So one thing that I've done this, and it's really helpful, is when I go to bed at night, when it's time to go to bed, you know, like slumbering, ready to sleep, start appreciating the bed that you're in. You know, just go, you know what? I kind of like this bed. I like my pillow. It's kind of feeling really good. It's kind of, you know, it's like, I really appreciate this bed. I'm going to rest really good. I'm going to wake up fresh, refreshed. And when I sleep, my body rests. Everything is reset. And it's kind of pretty cool. And so when you're falling into the sleep, if you have those thoughts, what's going to happen is your brain is going to stop there, and then you're going to sleep. But when you get up in the morning, your brain is going to pick up from there. So now you have to think something else to mess it up. And that's really normal, because we're humans, and what sometimes happens is we want to think about the problems as soon as we get up in the morning. We're like, oh, I got to do these things. What I do suggest, and this is a really good habit, and I know people who've done it are always happy doing it. Do not step out of your bed until you feel good in your physiology, meaning when you get up, you go, oh, man, this is cool. I rested. I'm up. Or it's a brand new day. And just start thinking to yourself, because your brain cannot think two thoughts simultaneously. So instead of letting your brain start thinking and you go, oh, I need to change this, get up in the morning and you just start going, you know what? Ah, this is a cool bed. All right, I make the cut one more day. A bunch of people died and I didn't. It's cool. This is not so bad. It's going to be a sunny day. It's going to be a rainy day. Ooh, you know, it's going to be a snowy day. Oh, it's so good. If it's rainy day and I don't really like rain, I think about the farmers that are appreciating the rain. So what happens, that creates a little bit momentum, and then I start getting up and walking out of my bed to brush my teeth. right? So now I have a little bit of momentum on the positive side. So when I'm brushing my teeth and I grew up in a third world country, I really appreciate having running water that I can brush my teeth with, that I know I'm not going to get diarrhea. Even that sentence is pretty crappy, right? But I started like this. Now I simply appreciate running water. It's like good. And when I'm brushing my teeth, I really do appreciate clean oral, you know, having my teeth clean. It feels really good for me. Now, I don't know if you're first time or not on this call, but I'm a big proponent of meditation. First thing in the morning, as soon as I'm out of bed, I go brush my teeth and I'm meditating 15 minutes every day, just sitting in silence, nothing big. But that helps me not build all this overwhelming day. So I suggest that, you know, like when you go to bed, in your case, based on what you're saying, like start working on the next day, not what to do list, but what to feel list. And like you said, you want to feel it in your physical body. And so when you're there, just appreciate, man. You know, if you have a significant other that's sleeping next to you, you appreciate that person. You go, oh, I really love this person. You know, it's this. I like this house. It's really nice. It's quiet. Or it's like, hey, this little ticking noise that helps me fall asleep. This is a comfortable bed. I get a comforter. It's really cool. I'm really enjoying. Now I'm sleeping. And then when I get up in the morning, I'm like, am I up? Yeah. Ooh, hey, this is the bed. I like it. And build a momentum that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I like what you said about the don't start doing, but start feeling like once you're going to go to bed so you can get into the mood.
Yeah. I mean, that's how brain works. This is you know, like that. Because once you're asleep, your brain, you're not having conscious thoughts. So you want to use that to your advantage.
So I had a question, though. I have this, or I don't know if it's a problem or I don't know how to see it, but I feel like my subconscious mind is always thinking every night. Like I always have a dream, or I always feel like I'm doing something.
That's good.
That's good?
Yeah. You want your, I mean, you know, your subconscious mind, you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps you alive, you know, because you're not telling your heart to pump right now, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's your subconscious mind. So when you, and in fact, oftentimes, and I've done this in the past, when I'm going to bed, sometimes if I'm trying to solve a problem, I go, you know what, subconscious mind, I want you to work on this problem at night while I'm sleeping. Go get the information for me. And then when I get up in the morning, I want that information ready. You could actually use your subconscious mind to your advantage.
Yeah, I think that's what's been happening, because I just started into this real estate business. So, like, all day I'm just trying to learn new things. And, like, when I go to sleep, it's when I start thinking, and it actually starts, like, in my sleep, I'm solving my problems.
That's normal. But remember, you know, you want to kind of put that out there and then start appreciating. So it's not, oh, this is a comfortable bed. Let me think about a problem I'm trying to solve. When you go to bed, you just go, hey, subconscious mind. I mean, you can just tell that to your subconscious mind. You can just say, you know what? This problem is I need resolved. I want you to work at it. And then go, I like this bed. It's really comfortable. Knowing that, you know, when you're sleeping 8 hours, your brain is going to work on that thing. You are your subconscious mind, not your brain.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the beauties of dream state solving problems, you know, you can solve problems easier in your dream because you don't have the limitations of this third dimension. So in your dream state, you can resolve many of the issues that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's actually a good tool.
Okay.
Hey, Turk.
Thank you.
Hey, Turk, an additional thought to that is I didn't realize it, but I've been telling myself I get great thoughts on how to work the real estate business and how to do other things when I'm asleep. And then when I wake up, I believe they show up, and then it gets my day started with those good thoughts, that creativity that pushes you forward.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly right. I have a notepad by my bed because I don't want to get up in the morning and start running, right? So it's good to kind of, if you have an idea, write it down on that piece of paper when you get up, and you'll find the answers quicker, yes. Absolutely, yeah. Cool. Who else? Anyone else?
Hi, Ted. This is Brandy. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I think my problem is more the thoughts that other people are giving me and how I'm reacting to them.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Who is this?
This is Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
For example, like I've been doing this for a little while now, and I've had a couple of success stories, but everyone I meet seems to say, oh, that's never going to work, or, you know, you can't do that, or don't overextend yourself, or, you know, some negative thought that they plant. And even though I feel good, that negativity, like, makes me question myself.
Yes.
Like, maybe they're right, or what if this, or what if that?
Well, they're right for them, not for you. So no one can be right for you. Only you get to decide what's right for you. But, you know, that's normal to come across people like that. And sometimes they're even the family. They think they're trying to protect you from, you know, something else. But that's their belief, not yours. So you don't have to subscribe to other people's beliefs, if that makes sense.
Right, and I generally do really well with not accepting them, but I would like to find a way to not even allow those seeds to be planted, like other than limiting my interactions with them, which
sure.
I realize, but, you know, even though I still feel really positive and still feel good about, yeah, I don't have to accept that, and I know that seed still gets in the back of my mind.
I can fix that real fast. Yeah, that's very good. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cool. So there are two programming statements. Anything that you say that starts with I becomes reality in your subconscious mind, because subconscious doesn't think. Only your brain thinks. Subconscious just goes. Okay? So anything that you say I to yourself, you go, I do this, your brain says, okay, this is a reality for us. And the second programming statement is starting you statements. So when somebody says, you know, life is hard, you know, you don't want to overextend yourself, you don't want to do these things, they are programming you. They don't do that on purpose, because many people don't spend this much time thinking about brain and thoughts. But those are, if you go to psychiatrists, if you go to therapists, hypnosis, that's how it works. I and you statement. So when I used to be dealing with what you say you're dealing with, when somebody said, you know, life is hard, well, how you do is you have to challenge that thought immediately, not internally, but externally. You're not trying to convince the other person. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to convince your subconscious mind. So you go ahead and tell me about some of those negative statements to me, and I'll show you. Just give me one. Just any limiting belief. Go ahead.
You're going to overextend your finances, but you shouldn't be doing that. You should be saving money instead.
Who, you or me?
You.
No, but you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I say that, it's like, I'm sure, who are you talking about, you or me? And so what happens is that thought process is no longer able to penetrate me, because I challenge it right up front. I go, I'm sorry, who are we talking about? They go, oh, you shouldn't overextend yourself. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your concern for me. I'm good. Now, you don't have to say it like this. Because I'm a foreigner, I can say a lot of the things that many people can't. But you think that, but you have to challenge the belief in a non-confrontational way. You go, what are we talking about again? They're like, oh, well, you know, it's like, you go, I don't know that. When somebody says, you know, and then they say something, I go, if I don't agree with it, I said, I don't know that. I just go, I don't know the way, I mean, that's cool. That's your reality, but that's not mine. Or if people say, you shouldn't overextend yourself, I go, I like to be flexible. You see what I mean? You don't have to, you're not responsible, and you cannot control what other people are going to throw at you. Now, you're responsible for your reaction to it. And that's where the freedom lies. Right? But people come and say, hey, you're this, you're that. I'm like, that doesn't make my reality. Does that make sense? Is that helpful?
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to trying it out now.
Yeah, and you want to remember, usually the people are closest to us because we have an emotional attachment to them, and they do this. I'm telling you, many years my family used to say, stop. You clearly tried it 1,000 times. You failed. Just get a job. Do this. And I'm like, well, what are you guys talking about? You or me? Huh? What? He's like, yeah, thanks. I really appreciate your concern. That's good. I like it. Thanks. Thanks for the support. I'm not taking ownership of what other people brings to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you want to challenge that right away. Don't think and challenge it later. I mean, eventually, at first it may be, and it's better late than never, right? But when it's first coming to you, they go, hey, do this, and you shouldn't do that. I'm like, who are we talking about, you or me? That's the best way that I know. And it's and then what happens is eventually they stop talking to you. You know what I mean? And that's fine. I mean, I don't really need someone to tell me how sucky I am.
Makes sense. Thanks.
Even if they're relatives, you know. Cool. Thanks, Brandon.
I actually like it when they tell me things that I can't do.
You must prove them wrong. You try to prove them wrong?
Yeah.
And who is this? Angel?
Yeah, this is Angel.
Yeah. Yeah, so that means that you like to compete.
Yeah,
right?
I like challenges, yeah.
Yeah, but that even, like, I used to think those terms, but it's actually, if it works for you, you should do it. But when someone, you know, if somebody tells you something that you can't do and that fuels you, right?
Yeah.
That's fine, but you still want to challenge that belief because it makes life so much harder for you.
Yeah.
And also, you want to remember, and we want to remember this, right? The words don't teach. Only life experience teaches, right? And so the proof is in the pudding. So when somebody's telling me stuff and all that, and I don't have to take ownership of that, but I want to prove to them, you know, in the result, my job is not to convince other people on how worthy I am or how good I am or how successful I am. I show, I demonstrate, and I do it only for myself, and then they appreciate it. So that fuels a lot of people the way that you're saying it, right? But you can still challenge it, and that will not cut your edge. If in fact, it'll help you grow faster.
Yeah, what I actually notice is like when a lot of people, when certain people tell you negative things, I feel like it's mostly because they actually gave up on those things and they didn't accomplish them. So that doesn't mean you're not going to. They just decided to give up on it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Everybody always talks about their own reality. That's it. If somebody's saying, you know, and this is true for Brandy, the people too, people say, no, don't overextend yourself because they thought that they overextended themselves and it sucked and their heart is in a good place. Nobody's trying to hurt us. But again, you know, don't take on the beliefs of other people. That does not serve anybody.
Yeah. It's like I like this example that they say, you know, they say a lot of people say money doesn't make you happy. But if you think about it, they've never had the money to decide for themselves, you know, would they make it happier for them or not?
Yeah, money just makes you more. And you're right, that belief system is really what a lot of people are poor because of that belief system alone. I like money, man. I've been poor, and if you've been any of the talks that I've gave, you know, the like a week before I met Larry, I had no money. I was 25 days away from being homeless. And now I'm like trying to fire my CPA because my taxes are too high. I prefer arguing with my CPA because my taxes are too high than being hungry. And I'm happy both ways. And I was sad both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they say, if you're going to be unhappy, at least you make sure you're a millionaire at least if you're going to be
unhappy. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You can't buy happiness, but you can certainly rent it for a while.
Yeah. Well, this is my first time on the call, and I really like it. I appreciate all you guys here.
Yeah, of course. Please share your feedback with Larry. He appreciates it, and it helps us coming up with the times and subjects and things. So shoot an email to Candace or Larry at Larry Goins and give him your feedback on, you know, what's really good, what you enjoy, as well as what we can improve upon, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Anyone else? Let's get one more. We have a little time. Let's solve who has a habit that they're trying to break away? Is that it? Go ahead. Speak your piece. I know you want to.
Yeah.
I got one, Dirk. I have a lot of experience in real estate, and it's kind of like that saying, the only kind of experience I ever have is a bad experience. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't have any experience at all. So my past has a lot of horrible things that shouldn't happen to a dog but did. And that's one thing I need to overcome, is to not let that past experience come back up.
I get it. So you have some fears based on crappy things that have happened to you. Is that right? Is that what you're
saying? In real estate. Yeah, in real estate.
Yeah, I get that. And so what's the belief around that you want to change?
That my past experience has nothing to do with my current reality.
Well, that's not a true statement. That made you a better person. So wrong decisions become experiences, and you can only learn from experience. Now, I want you to take comfort in this. And who is this? Is this Norm?
Yes.
Okay, Norm. So you want to remember this. Past, everything that brought you to this day. Now, you don't want to discard the failures, because that's what your edge is. But instead of giving so much power to it, just call it an experience, right? Like, put it this way, like learning to walk, okay? No one gets up and walks. You stumble, fall, crawl, right?
Right.
And no one also tells a kid, get up, you dummy, you need to walk, it's easy, you're 1 year old or whatever, right? And it's cute. It's like when a kid falls, it's cute. It's not cute when you fall as an adult. It's pretty cute when you're little. So real estate investing is a life. It starts like you start walking, you start crawling first, right? And then you kind of get up, and sometimes you fall, sometimes you get up. But that's all brings you to the level of running. Now, if you bring those fears now and start thinking about, you know, the fear and the problem, they're sure to come back to you. But if you go, hey man, I'm Norm, and I've done a lot of stupid stuff, and I learned a lot of things how not to do, and that experience makes me a better investor, and if you start thinking in those terms, now you can actually tap in there and really use that to your advantage.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, that's what I would do, yeah. Somebody's in the car. You better buckle up. Cool. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, so we call this ASAP, Advanced Success Accountability Partnership. So my job is to help you become accountable. My job is to help you get those deals. My job is to help you as a person to develop so you can actually be all that you want to be.
What does that stand for again, the ASAP?
Advanced Success Accountability Partnership.
Thank you.
Accountability is the key. So please, between now and the next week, in 2 weeks, we're going to meet again at noon. Please start making a list of all those habits that you want to change. If you notice, start with the general stuff, what like Brandy was saying. You know, oh, don't overextend yourself. That's dangerous. You could fail. Or what she actually brought today, which was really helpful, is the habit of allowing other people to insert their belief into her belief. That's a really fine tuning, and I love it. That's where the juice is. So really get in there with, you know, like general to specific, just write it down on the some of the belief and some of the things that does not make you feel really good. And let's get us some list, and we'll continue on this. And then what we'll do is I'll give you some of specific exercises to build new habits.
Good.
Cool.
Okay.
Are there any questions before we disconnect?
No.
Perfect. You can shoot me an email, asap@larrygoins.com. I have to tell you, I check that mailbox probably, you know, once a week or so. You can send your feedback to Larry@LarryGoins.com or Candace@LarryGoins.com, and like they read all of these. So your feedback is really important, really valuable for us, because that's how we're building these programs around your needs, what serves you. That's the objective. And as you notice, there's nothing for me to sell to you. Larry already paid for this. This is an add-on to your inner circle group work. And then we'll meet again in 2 weeks on Monday at 12 noon. And you can find me on the internet from #Turkism or #TotalSelfHelp. If you're trying to get a hold of me real quick, if something is a burning issue that you really need help with, you can find me on Twitter and different places, and I'll answer as quickly as I can.
Thank you.
My pleasure. If this is all, if no one else has anything, let's end it. Have a great day and make it count, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.